vehicles worldwide to fix malfunctioning alternators that can cause engines to stall or a wiring problem that can make airbags deploy unexpectedly. The wiring recall covers about 771,000 Dodge Journeys. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
All right. Welcome back to the Digital Revolution Show. I was letting that one play out because I was trying to figure out why Jared picked that song. Does anybody know?
Hold on loosely, man. Don't let go.
Oh.
Yeah. Hold on loosely to your SEO company. Make sure you know what they're doing, but don't, you know, crush them.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Don't be bullies.
You know, I'm sure that's what he was thinking.
Jared, you're so poetic.
Just to follow up a little bit on the last segment before we get into the next one, there's definitely times when SEO companies or marketing companies or website companies aren't the right fit, and maybe what you're paying for is more than you're paying more than you should be because maybe it should be something else you're buying or whatever, mm-hmm. right? So I get that there's bad experiences. Have been in this business for a while, I haven't met very many, if any, SEO companies or web developers or advertising companies who aren't trying really hard.
Yeah.
Right? So, I do run into companies who are frustrated with their vendor all the time. And frankly, I think there's reasons. I get it. But it's never because they're a bad person, or at least as far as I can tell, it's never because they're a bad person or they're not working really hard. Yeah. Most of the time, it's just a fit thing.
Not to be a smack starter, but I would disagree with that.
All right. Well, you know more than me on that.
And next segment, we're going to name names.
Well, here's why. You know, you okay. build websites and you make money as a company. So this is me talking as an SEO company. When I first started Optimize Worldwide with Matt Morgan, we were a web build company, and we were advertising building websites for people. And, you know, we quickly realized that you get a certain amount of money, and then you potentially never hear from those people again because you did your job and now you're done. SEO and other forms of marketing create contractual work. And as soon as we switched over to being an SEO company, we got more web builds. Web builds just started piling in, you know, and it was a much more effective business. Now, luckily, in the case of Optimize Worldwide, we were a quality SEO company that when we switched to SEO, we really put all our focus into it. But I find that a lot of web build companies start adding SEO as basically an upsell, not as a specialty.
Got it. Well, that doesn't make them evil.
I don't think anybody's evil who's trying to, you know, pay their kids through college or something, you know.
Okay. So in this subject or in this segment, I want to talk about Project Hometown. I bring it up a lot. Really, Project Hometown is just a concept. It's an invitation. It's a thought our local community. It's what?
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge, right? Yeah, that's probably the best word. Why don't I have you say this? And the challenge is to get all of our local businesses in Shasta County to get their products online in an e-commerce way because that's the way people want to buy. Now, you'll notice I'm not saying get a website. You'll notice I'm not saying social marketing. You'll notice I'm not saying SEO. They're all probably part of this. But what I'm talking about is that there is this e-commerce economy. People want to buy products like they buy on Amazon and Best Buy and other local smaller e-commerce platforms. They want to buy that way. And I'm not just saying that. E-commerce and sales through e-commerce is probably going to surpass retail, brick and mortar retail this year. Okay, so it's happening. Yeah. There's this whole economy. And so, you know, I'm not saying you're going to go out of business if you're a local daycare or spa or truck accessory store. If you don't go e-commerce, I mean, it's possible. But I'm not saying that's going to happen. What I am saying is there's all this tremendous value and opportunity to tap into this world floating above you called e-commerce, where you can sell to customers in Florida, or maybe you don't want to do that, but at least you'll find the local customers who want to buy in e-commerce who've never come to your store. Okay, so that's Project Hometowns, that challenge. So I'm always combing through the news and facts to try to figure out what's really happening, what's changing for business. And for the longest time, I kept hearing this thing where local businesses or people outside of the e-commerce economy are saying that e-commerce is killing jobs. Okay, that small town America is losing jobs to e-commerce, and you know, because what they'll say is Amazon is hiring more people and you know, or hiring less people and getting robots while putting small town stores out of business and, you know, all that kind of stuff, which kind of, you know, in some ways is happening. It's definitely shrinking in retail.
But if small-town America was selling online, then...
And it's the nature of technology on the whole, you know.
Then it'd be a different story.
Yeah. Well, I came across this article. You can, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see it. It's a big, long link, so I'm not going to go over the whole thing. But I came across this article where basically this guy was proposing as a thesis, hey, this might be wrong. And he has some tremendous facts here. But basically, he says, well, are you hearing this? Are you hearing retail is dead? Are you hearing sales clerks are losing their jobs by thousands? The employment picture for young people with only high school education is going to get even worse. Are you hearing these things, right? Are you hearing that Amazon and all of its ilk and all that are killing the job market? And this guy goes on in this article to say this is not even possibly kind of true. And I thought how appropriate. And let me get to that in a second here. So he goes on in this article to point out that currently that people think that the only way to success is to go spend a fortune on college and go get a big time job, and there's no other way to succeed. And factually, he goes through some stats that prove how wrong that is. But I thought how appropriate this is because everyone sitting on this radio show makes a living. And partly because there is this e-commerce economy and the skills that are needed to support this e-commerce economy. And two of us don't even have a college education. One of us doesn't have a high school diploma.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not willing to throw out exactly how poor my education is, but
yeah,
it is poor. I guarantee you.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, if you look at the people who are working at Cloud Potential and doing a great job for clients, you know, I have college education, but it's only sort of in the thing that I do. You know, our developer has a high school education and picked up the development skills at CloudWise and on the job.
Well, I, like most people, got my education the same way most people did, and that is I had children, and all of a sudden I had to figure out how to take care of them, you know. And that's, you know, that's really a lot of Americans is all of a sudden you have a family and your mistakes of your past have to be set aside. And so I went from having no education to teaching classes about what I do.
It really seems to me, though, that like the only thing keeping a lot of people out of this world is that they're not confident. You know, it's not so hard to learn these skills. It's not so hard to jump into it.
Totally.
And it's where it is now.
Totally.
People just think, oh, I don't have a CS degree. I never played with computers when I was five. I can't do this.
Yeah, well, the internet is built for, the internet is built for consumers.
Yeah.
And the business side of the internet has taken a cue from that and basically built marketing tools and built website tools so that the consumer level of user is capable of using them.
Yeah, and that's right. Okay, well, I can't believe it. We're at the end of this break. I had so much more of a soapbox to stand on. But, you know, essentially, there's a whole new economy out there, which means whole new ways to work. It may be killing A job, B But I'll tell you what, there is awesome opportunity and massive openings. It's the whole reason we opened CloudWise Academy is for that very same thing. Okay, so we are coming up to our break because our producer is a bully, and we'll be right back.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help. Every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to the Digital Revolution Show. Every time I hear that song, I remember my son, who's now 18. At 2 or 3 years old, he would sing that because it was the song on the Rugrats. Anybody remember that?
I definitely remember the Rugrats. You know, I think that's definitely my era of cartoon watching was these Nickelodeon cartoons. Rocco's Modern Life was
this
was
segment
my go-to.
All about cartoons.
This segment is all about cartoons. Actually, in this segment, I think Joe's going to call back in here. In this segment, you know, one thing that I wanted to discuss was consulting. You know, yeah. I think it's ended up being the new kind of no man's land of marketing. So a lot of people in the past have hated on their SEO companies because their companies, they felt like they weren't doing anything. And, you know, hiring a consultant sort of, it means that you're hiring somebody who's not invested in your company. Mm-hmm. And therefore all they're doing is, well, I don't want to say all they're doing. I'm not trying to insult the idea, but if
slamming them.
Right. If you have a big budget, hiring a consultant is maybe quite effective. But when it comes to a smaller business, you need your consultant to also be a doer, somebody who is invested in your company and invested in the results of your company. because a consultant can easily wring you dry. As you sit there and your consultant tells you, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. You know, they give you the huge list. They'll give you like a whole year of what you need to be doing.
Yeah.
And okay, so hold on. Let me step in and ask you to start connecting some dots, because again, as I'm out talking to new clients, they're saying that to me, right? They're saying, but wait, my consultant said I had to hire this person to mine through keywords. And I'm like, okay, yeah, well, sure, if you're at that point of sophistication where it becomes worth it to mine through keywords to find your next most valuable keyword, then yeah, hire that person. But if you don't have the budget for it, if you're not at that level of sophistication and your revenue from this project isn't enough, then no.
Right.
In other words, so there's important things. But if you take it out of context, if you take those important things out of context from where that business owner really is, it may be the wrong step, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's easy to rattle off a list of best practices.
Right, exactly.
But you need them in order.
Right.
And you need the first thing first.
Right, and so these situations can really wring your business dry. I think Joe had some crazy example of somebody spending just, I think we talked about it last,
$200,000.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one. What was it for again?
It was for content marketing. And what happened was this person studied what is the next generation of marketing, what's going on, and that was a few years ago, and he found out from all the consultants and all the books that it was content marketing. So he went all in to be the best at content marketing. Well, you know, just like anything, you know, if auto racing is the coolest thing to do, that doesn't mean just because I got a car, I'm going to be good at it. You know, there's just 100 factors. And what ended up happening was the consultants were leading him. He didn't know. So, of course, I want to say this. They weren't trying to wring him dry. They were saying it's going to cost this to do this, and he didn't know he had choices. So he would say yes. He didn't know that there were alternative paths because he was so all in. And so next thing you know is he spent $200,000 and he got nothing from it.
You know, I think a good way to illustrate this is in talking to other SEOs and teaching web developers. One thing that web developers will always go, well, this is the right way. You know, those like old SNL IT guy jokes and stuff like that. You know, well, this is the proper way, blah, blah, blah. They always leave out two very important things in the proper way, and that is on time and in budget.
Yeah.
You know, they're always saying, oh, well, it has to be coded this way and that way and the other way. Well, it also has to be done on time and in budget. And, you know, so figuring out a way that your consultant is some way invested in your business's success.
Okay, so how do you – what are examples of that?
Well, there's a couple ways. You know, you can pay them growth bonuses. You can pay them entirely based off of growth. You know, you can hire a company that's a doer and do what I have labeled. I don't know if there's a better word for it out there. I might be coining this. I don't know. But I kind of call it satellite marketing, where you basically do a campaign and then get the results for the campaign. So I have a couple companies that I work for that basically want me to contact them that month. This is CloudWise does a little bit of this as well. Wants me to contact them that month, tell them the campaign that we're working on, rank it and see where we're at, and then perform the campaign and then immediately show the results of the work. So, you know, you can have your consultant work on this level. So, hey, consultant, what do we need to do this month? And the consultant will lay it all out, and then you track it, and then you get the results, and then you see, and then you are able to tell if the consultant is involved. And the consultant is then sort of judged on a success level.
You know, I think the other higher level point here is, you know, kind of the big main idea is that if you're paying somebody, you do have to still manage them. Just because you've hired an SEO consultant, a web consultant, whatever internet consultant, you still have to manage them. You still have to communicate with them what real budget is, how much money there really is. Mm-hmm. How long do you think you can go at this rate? What are you hoping the results would be? And you need to be asking that consultant if you think you're still on trajectory for those results, right? All the regular things that you would communicate and talk with your other departments. And I kind of feel like a broken record here, but you would, if you're running a manufacturing plant, you know what to ask your manufacturing people. You know what to ask the person running the machine. You know what to ask the secretary about what happened that day. And that's how you run a business. Well, it's the same rules when it comes to SEO or marketing or consultant. You're writing them a check and you have to know what questions to ask. And I like what you're saying, because by the fact that you're saying there should be some investment, you're connecting the dots, which is making that boss or manager start to understand what questions and results would be connected to that investment by the consultant, right?
Yeah, absolutely. When I work with a company, I like to think of us as partners, not that they are my boss and that I am their employee or vice versa. I like to think of us as partners. We're working together to grow your business and mine, because your business's success is my success and therefore marketable by me.
Okay, so I'm about to be bossed around. So before I do that, we're going to come up to the break in the segment. I did want to point out that for CloudWise Academy, so let me back up. I think people think I'm schizophrenic here. I own a marketing company, which both you guys work in and help with. We also own a technology school to help teach these important skills, which both of you guys help with or instruct in. And so for CloudWise Academy, we actually just finished up a workshop at the Shasta College, and what it was a foreign exchange program. So we had some South Korean kids come over, and they partnered up with American kids here at Shasta College. And that workshop was, the idea was to take these kids who had never built a website and to show them how to build a website, but then at the end of it, to have built a website that recorded their experience and promoted the program, this foreign exchange program that they were a part of, and it could not have gone better. Now, first off, I want to say that I think it was about 4 or 5 weeks. These kids went from zero to creating a website, which means, business owners, you can take our courses and you'd be able to do the same thing. We'd take you all the way through creating a website for the cost of a course. But I also want to say that for me, the fact that a website was just built with these kids who had never seen this before, and it opened their eyes of possibilities, and they're going to keep coming back to the site which recorded their experience, is probably more important to me than the fact that it even got done. That is just so cool.
Yeah, it's KoreanReadingFellowship.com, I believe.
Huh. I haven't heard of this. I mean, I've heard of the class, but
that's the site they made. You can go and look at it, and it looks really good.
Yeah. Go to KoreanReadingFellowship.com. These kids did this on their own.
In a couple of weeks,
It was pretty neat. Now, you went to the class.
I did.
When
yeah,
no, teach on content.
It was a really.
How was it?
It was a fantastic experience. The Korean kids speak really amazing English, so I'm jealous of that. But also. they had learned a lot by the time I had got there, because I came in the last week, but in the first 2 weeks they had learned a ton about making a website, and they were really knowledgeable, and, you know, when we broke to work on the website, they just got down to business, and they were working in pairs, you know, an American kid working with a Korean kid, and they were figuring out problems, and it was just really heartwarming to watch, actually, because it's just like coding going on.
Yeah.
And these people had never done it before.
That's what keeps blowing my mind. And we're going to have to go to break here in a second. What keeps blowing my mind is that when you pull back the green curtain and show people how this stuff really works, they can do it. And they like doing it. And it's an experience that they enjoy. And person after person after person, we're seeing get past that fear barrier and just take off.
Yeah, exactly. Some of them were better than me.
Yeah.
Well, doing it for a while. So.
Yeah, no, you're the king, Sean. Well, okay, I mean, so we are coming. We're going to break. You come back. Come back for this next segment because we're going to have Phil Singleton on in this next segment, and we're really excited to talk to him. So we'll be right back.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
It's the 10-year anniversary of the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. With new behaviors, new information, and some new animals, this year's show will thrill, captivate, and inspire you. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Reading Bank of Commerce. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay, starting Saturday, May 27th. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Welcome back to the Digital Revolution Show. I had to let that one play out a little bit. You're listening to the Digital Revolution Show. We are giving local businesses the unfair advantage. We've got what I think is going to be a really cool, helpful guest on today, and that's Phil Singleton. He's a web designer, SEO expert out there in Kansas, but
author.
That means he helps everybody all over the place. And he's the author
which I probably should say author first, like doctor, right, Phil? You're author Phil Singleton. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
That sure has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So author Phil Singleton, who wrote the book SEO for Growth, The Ultimate Guide for Marketers, Web Designers, and Entrepreneurs, which you didn't waste any characters on that title. That's a long one.
The title's like 50% of the book.
Yeah. So, hey, thanks for being on the show, Phil.
I'm pumped to be here, guys. Thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, it's exciting. I got all kinds of questions for you, all kinds of stuff to go over. But what's interesting, you didn't get to hear the beginning of the show when I was talking about you and your book. I'm always happy and impressed when you know we're going to have a guest who does this kind of work, but also invest time into writing a book or doing things to help train or teach people how all this stuff works. And so then to hear you, when we were on break, we were all chatting, and you were talking about how you got started in this and how it relates to people who we were talking about in our school. So I want to start there. How did you get started on this, and what do you tell people about getting started in this industry?
Well, just my own path. I mean, I kind of got into this as like almost kind of a second career. I went to school, you know, and got a degree in finance, and I ended up getting an MBA. My first job out of school was with an insurance company, which quickly after 3 years, I found this was just not going to be the career for me. I went into a beige building with beige carpet in a beige cubicle.
Quickly in the insurance business is not 3 years. That was 3 years of long torture.
Exactly. And that's what it was. I mean, you know, today, you get so motivated to get up. I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't feel like I'm working. But man, when I was working, you know, the 9-to-5 thing, not that that's, I mean, that works for some people. And maybe it's, you know, people get motivated by different things. But for me, that was the longest 8-hour days of the, you know, my whole life. And I just figured this is just not for me. So that took me down a path of going out actually to Asia to learn, Mandarin Chinese, and through a bunch of different series of jobs that kind of sprung off of that. I eventually ended up working for starting a software company out in Taiwan. And we ended up selling that in the early 2000s, and I moved back to Kansas City to start a family, really, with my wife, who's Taiwanese. So that was in 2005. So when I sold that software company, it was a nice payday, but it wasn't like one of these grand slams where you don't work again forever and are buying an island.
Right.
But I did kind of was trying to figure out, you know, what I was going to do. And one of the first things I did is I bought a house, and I bought this little used 350Z car, because I lived in Asia for 10 years, and I was scooting around on, you know, bicycles and motor scooters, because that's the way you get around in a city that, you know, got 10 million people in it. It's kind of hard to have a car there. So I bought one with a stick shift. But what I ended up doing is I went to this auto detailer, and I said, hey, I'm going to, I got the car detailed and whatever. And the poor guy was doing these auto details for dealerships for like 20, 25 bucks a car, so basically nothing. And I said, dude, mm-hmm. You need to get, you know, a website, and maybe you can start selling retail, you know, details for $100 or $200. So I ended up taking what I had learned in that software job that I have and kind of applying it to this little simple, you know, front page thing that I was totally stumbling through. It was, again, 2005, didn't really know how to do it. I knew a lot about SEO because, you know, just the job that I had before exposed me to it. And a lot of our sales for that software company I was working for were coming through basically Google-driven sales online and that kind of stuff. So, mm-hmm. But I didn't know. I had employees and staff and this kind of stuff, but when we sold it, it was all gone. So I had to kind of figure out how to be self-taught and figure it out. So I did this simple little, you know, front page website. I put it up there, and all of a sudden, in no time at all, he started to get the phone ringing. And he called me up a couple months later, and he's like, Phil, man, this has totally changed my business and my life. You know, you could feel almost him, like, you know, in tears over the phone with joy. And at that point in time, I was like, I know what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to get into this. There's a way to make money. There's this all sorts of sense of being able to help businesses and help them and become an important part of their business and partner with them. So it was that one phone call that I remember then. I was like, okay, I know what I want to see when I grew up, and I think I was already in my 30s then. Anyway, so
yeah, I think I was too. I was 34-ish or something like that. Yeah.
When you roll, yeah, exactly. So, and then back then it was kind of like, I think a lot of us were self-taught. Of course, you get some of the younger people now that are like, growing up with it. But I think for those of us who are a little bit older, I mean, we kind of had to do this, figure it out, self-teach, and learn it. And I think once you do one, gosh, I did that first one. I was like, dude, this isn't all that hard, you know, at least to get started. And I wasn't a master at it, but it certainly gave me a lot of confidence to get going. And I think that's what it takes for a lot of this stuff is a lot of it's much, like we were talking before the show or in the break. A lot of this, these things are so much more accessible and easier than you think they would be. You just kind of have to take that, you know, jump out without a net a little bit, kind of a feeling and get started with some of it. And all of a sudden it doesn't take long to figure out, hey, lots of things you can do by yourself for one, but two, there's also a lot of places out there that we didn't have 10 or 15 yeah. years ago with this gig economy where you can get all sorts of help from people, to backfill things in while you learn it. And you're also learning along the way there too. So.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to get into your book and some of your, what you have in the chapters and things like that. But before we do that, I wanted to circle around and talk about the other half of what you just described, because what you just described is the path you went through and how once the person who's doing the work gets into it, they start to see this is doable, right? But what about the other half? What about the person managing the people doing the work or hiring the consultant? What would you tell them? And what kind of advice would you give them? Because I find the same thing happens on that side. Once they start seeing the tools and they start understanding how this stuff works, all of a sudden the light goes off, right? And it's manageable for them.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of where it gets into, like, even where we are today. It's, you know, there's certain things that I think, like, my agency is really good at, or I myself am good at. So, those are the things that maybe we focus in on house. But, I mean, you know, when you get into certain things like graphic design, I think a lot of the web design industry doesn't like to hear this, but, you know, part of our pitch is always, hey, you know, a lot of the graphic design stuff in the artworks almost become a commodity, right? I mean, it's really the digital marketing piece of doing some creativity and figure out how to, you know, getting that marketing strategy piece all together so that you know what tactics to use. I think that's kind of where some of the premium is in terms of, I think that's kind of getting around to what your point is. And then where, like, for instance, the way we handle that is we want to always be, you always like to want to understand and get a handle on, I think, marketing. Because at the end of the day, it boils down to marketing strategy, understanding if you're working with somebody or working for yourself, who is your ideal customer? How do they search for things on the internet? How do you reverse engineer a website, a web presence, that reflects your ideal customers and the way they search? And after you do that, you've got to build out the plan on what tactics you need and what other kind of channels that you need maybe to plug into it, right? So social media and writing and reputation management, all those pieces that kind of make it work. So what parts of that, you know, do you do in-house or do you outsource? I think some of that just kind of relates back to the things that are most exciting or most passionate for you as an individual. Like for myself, I'm still always driven a lot by kind of tinkering with just the SEO technical mechanics of it. Mm-hmm. The web design piece to me can be a little bit of a grind. Not that we don't like to do it. It's just, you know how it is working with clients when you're trying mm-hmm. to extract the content, right? You're not the content expert. You don't know the business, but somebody's got to pull that out. Sometimes like it's pulling like teeth to get it out. So that can sometimes make the web design process linger on a little bit longer than it should or be a little bit more painful than it should.
I totally agree with you on that one. It's like every client I ever get for web build is just all, well, how long is it going to take to build this website? If you get me absolutely everything we need, we can have this done for you in 2 weeks. But let me throw this in. Nobody ever gets us everything that we ever need. It's never Amen. Happened once, and Amen. I challenge you to do it, and they all go, oh, well, we're going to do it. Never yet has anybody ever done it.
Yeah, so that's like, hey, local businesses.
How many local times have you gotten
you're
website,
listening,
like,
you might want to tune out for a second, local business, because we're going to complain about you. when I'm asked that question, you know, how long is it going to take or what's this going to cost, I say the same thing every time. We will be on time every time and probably faster than we said. You will cause us to be late and you will cause it to take longer than it should every time, right? But
to be fair to local business, though, it's because they're busy running
their
business. And they're busy running
their
business.
And we're going to come on a break here, but that's why when I come across a guy like Phil or like our hearts to educate, that's why I think it's so important, because our local businesses have to be educated. educated on what it even means to manage successfully or what to expect so that they become wise, good partners in the build. I mean, do you guys agree or disagree in 5 seconds?
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
Yes.
Oh, totally. Amen.
It would save them money.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Okay, so we are coming up to a break. We're in our second hour, definitely the most important second hour in all of radio. And we'll be right back after the break.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Hey, Carl, I'm looking for a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Awesome. What are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
Thanks. I'll go try it today.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
All right, welcome back to the Digital Revolution Show, where now officially Chauncey bullies me and bosses me around. Jared has recruited help. my wife texts something funny. So we're now a two-hour show, and my wife texts, she's not sure she's ever listened to me talk for so long, and she's wondering if somehow that was in the wedding vows that she has to listen to me this long.
Yeah, normally when it's just you and her, you know, she can tell you to knock it off.
Yeah, that's right. So we're here with Phil Singleton. It is our last segment of this show. So far, Phil, you've been a great guest. But real quick, let's go over, you do own an agency. What is the name of your agency?
It's really fun. The agency is Kansas City Web Design and SEO. And does that, if that doesn't sing to me being an early, like, a SEO person in terms of what to name the company, stuff with keywords, basically. But that's what we named it.
That's funny. Yeah, no, that's true. And then, okay, so you wrote this book called SEO for Growth, and then the long tagline. Why'd you write this book? What was the reason for this?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons. I actually wrote a book before it called Local Lead Generation. It really opened my eyes up because I actually had, what I'd done is I joined John Jantz's Duct Tape Marketing Group, which is you get a certification and become certified to become a marketer under his system. And the reason I did that is because, you know, years ago what ended up happening with SEO is a lot of this was kind of under the hood of the website and getting a lot of backlinks and things that were kind of, you know, you could do in a back room without really getting results without ever really having to talk to a client. And then, of course, Google came out with all these punitive algorithms that started to change the way traditional SEO was done, right? And it started to become a lot more about, to me, generalized marketing, right? Writing content, good content, getting your content out in different places, getting involved in social media, working on your reputation management. So all these other things that started to look like holistic marketing are really what SEO has evolved to in terms of, you know, doing these things in the right way to get results. So since I saw it going that way, I was like, geez, I got to take off my technical SEO blinders and really get more involved with general marketing, marketing strategy, understanding how all the pieces work together. So I joined this group. The first time I joined it, I saw a couple of these guys wrote a book that they self-published, and I was like, that's about the coolest thing that I've ever seen, because if for nothing else, I can go out and drop a book on a table, and it's the ultimate business card, right? But then what I learned from that process was there's so many other things that happen when you do a book. One, it's actually pretty easy, especially when you're doing it with a partner or a group of people, but the way that you go about generating that content and publishing it and making a book website, all these things happen that can benefit you from a marketing standpoint, from authority building, but also just from a generalized SEO perspective where you get a lot of these signals where you can actually build another asset. So we did that with local lead generation. I was like, holy cow, this is a great way to do stuff. And then I got serious about, okay, since that was just a book project I did with five other guys, I'm going to do my own project now. It's really specific to my experience with SEO. And then I got John on the project because he's basically a handshake away from all the top influencers out there in digital marketing and SEO and all that kind of stuff. So having his name got a lot of credibility, and his book experience really helped to kind of get it out there and get us in front of folks. But that's how I got involved with it. And then what ended up happening was we basically took what I think is a lot of my SEO experience. Because, you know, when you get into SEO in general now, to me it's not just about doing all the technical pieces. It's really more about developing a mindset. You know, when you do something, you make sure that you want to do it in a way that is going to help you maybe online other places and not just think about the single thing that you're doing to get the benefit, like in that one-dimensional way. And I thought the same way with the book. You know, we wrote the book. We ended up naming 16 experts in it that they kind of got involved and helped us promote it. We ended up citing 200 different people in digital marketing and SEO. And then we also got over 50 people to endorse it. Now, that sounds like great book bling, but what it ended up doing, and I leveraged it for SEO, is we got all those people to let us do guest blog posts. They promoted it on social media. All of a sudden, we optimized the book in the same way we would do it for a website. And we also did tons of authority in this thing right away. And that was kind of what the plan for the book was to build get a website, get the credibility, get people involved, build a new website based on the book that could then become an authority website, and then maybe use that as a way to educate people through courses, maybe through SEO certifications. And what we've done now, actually, is we've set up a series of what we call, like, child sites off of the SEOforGrowth.com. And this is pretty cool. You're going to find this really interesting. We've got these licensing partners. We call them agency partners for SEO for Growth, where we let them license the name and the website, actually, in their market. So we've got a guy in St. Louis that took over the stlouis.seoforgrowth child site. Got another guy in Atlanta that did this, and lo and behold, you type in St. Louis SEO, the child site ranks number one, he's getting leads. The guy in Atlanta did it. Again, he's ranked number two for Atlanta SEO. Now he's getting the leads. In the last 2 weeks, we've signed up 15 cities. So we did all this stuff to, you know, and so it sounds like I know I'm throwing a bunch of stuff out there, but that's the nature of, I think, marketing right now, is you do these things and you figure out many different ways to create a series of win-wins so that you can do this. And to me, that just becomes almost kind of like an optimized website, trying to do things the way Google, you know, is doing them in terms of trying to interpret signals in lots of different places. and then, you know, give credit to them where credit's due type of deal. So that's kind of a long-winded reason of how we got into it.
No, but that is just so cool. But you know what you got me thinking? Okay, so everything you said made total sense to us SEO dorks. But now when a local business is looking at this, or a business owner is going, oh, man, he lost me at child sites and microsites. And,
right.
You know, if we step back from a second, what would you tell them would have been your bigger level approach? Because I love what you said. You can't look at this as the one thing you're doing and go, did it work or not? It's my, you know, it's the bigger approach. What would you tell a business when they come to look at a strategy or something like this? How do they start? You know, how do they take the first step?
Great question. Great question. But to me, in my world, and there's different ways to skin a cat, everything starts with the website. The website's the key to everything, and it has to be the referral source for everything that you do in order to get the most benefit of anything that you do online. And that's just kind of like the ground thing. So I really try and reorient people to make sure that they look at their website as a marketing platform and not as a digital brochure. Because if you don't get that in the beginning, then you're never going to get it, and you're going to lose market share to the people that do. And I tell a lot of our clients, we get a lot of people that are like, they're struggling, right? They're like, a lot of them are also the older maybe generations where they're like, geez, you know, when we needed business, we did advertising on outbound stuff and the phone rang when we needed it to. But I think advertising in the traditional channel still works. The problem is they don't just go to the TV to the phone anymore. They go from the TV to the internet to the phone. So if you don't get that part right with a web presence and a website and all the other things, then you're going to lose it to, I think, who actually does have it down right. Now, a lot of the millennials that people smart at, they don't know anything any differently. They're genetically engineered to be good marketers. People just don't realize it right now. But there's a lot of 20-something business owners that are really starting to kick ass, and they look like they've been doing business for 30 years online, you know, where the other guys that have been doing it for 30 years look like they're just getting started. So, I mean, that's
right.
The business owners is focus on your website, but how do we break it down in a way it's like, dude, he's just talking about books and leveraging this thing all sorts of different angles, and all of a sudden, you know, I got kind of lost. Well, here's kind of how the next piece of what we, and this is kind of one of the, I think is kind of like one of the tactics or the tricks in the bag that we use that we get a ton of value on. I think a lot of business owners or people getting started will understand this. You build the website, you got to have that right from the ground up, and you got to think about SEO and keyword research early on. Once you get that, to me, the heart and soul of a lot of this digital marketing now comes down to blogging, which sounds funny because you start talking about blogging, people are just like, well, I got to write a blog. What am I going to blog about? But let me take this that book concept and roll that back a little bit. If you're blogging now, which we think people should probably be blogging at least once a week, here's an approach where you can get 10 times the value out of a single, you know, blog post a week strategy. And what we end up doing for all of our clients is, we say, okay, you're going to have to do blog posts every week to have a chance. It's really important because you build the website up, it's going to have more pages. Google likes it when you have more pages and you have more content on it. And this is the most natural way to get good authoritative content on your website. So, right, they understand websites and they understand, you know, a blog post of 500 words or so makes sense to a lot of people. And then also when you post that, of course, you're making your website the referral source. So you use those links and your content and you post those out. So a big mistake that we think small business owners make right now is they put all their best content up on, say, like Facebook, where it dies with no digital trail back to the website, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big mistake. You post your best stuff on your website, then you refer it out, bring people back where you can tag them with remarketing and pixels and that kind of stuff. But here's where we get back to the blog post now. If you're going to do blog posts, think about it long term, and then you want to create a blog series of 10 blog posts, right, where that you could then independently post each one of these out. But you do so in a way that's almost like a table of content so that you can then stitch them together into an ebook. That ebook then becomes an easy Kindle for you to go put up on Amazon, which then you can establish yourself as an author. You can turn it into a PDF, which you can create a call to action on your website, which you can lure people in to get their email, right? And you can also use that ebook now as a almost kind of a launchable piece of content that's got higher production value so that you could maybe use that as a vehicle to do a press release locally. Or the way I'm doing it with my book is maybe even give yourself a little podcast tour or whatever it is so that you've got something to, you know, open the door with people. So these are the types of things.
Phil, we're coming up to the end of the segment, and that was all awesome advice. I'm actually hoping you'll be on the show again But let's real quick, we got about 30 seconds. Tell everyone how to get a hold of you.
Check us out at SEOforGrowth.com. That's where that book is. It's got all of our kind of tips and secrets on it. There's also a 3 ebook bundle if you get it. And then also if you want to see kind of the way we built our business in Kansas City, KCWebDesigner.com is the kind of the homegrown agency that we
all
built
right.
here in Kansas City.
Hey, thanks, Phil. Thanks a lot. Great advice.
All right,
you can
guys.
Listen to the Digital Revolution Show. And we'll
catch you next week. Thank you.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump in his weekly media address says he expects the Senate will pass a new health care law in the coming week.
When I ran for president, I made a commitment to the American people to repeal and replace Obamacare. I am pleased to report that we are very, very close to ending this health care nightmare.
For the Democrats in their weekly address, it was Congressman Benny Thompson continuing the drumbeat over alleged Russian interference in the election.
We must get the truth about Russia's meddling and the full extent of the Trump's campaign complicity. But we must also take action to protect our elections.